You could be listening to any other station in the world right now, but you chose the home of Dave's Gone By, AM 1240 WGBB Freeport. Why? I thought you knew.
There goes the Daverhood!
The guy David Lefker is here. He's a Long Island arts guy. He's got his own radio show.
Greetings from Long Island, where every highway is a sunrise. It's time for Dave's Gone By, an hour of comedy, talk, and music brought to you by Total Theater, with your host, Dave Lefkowitz. You've never heard anything like it, so sit back, relax, squeal if you must. Here's the host of Dave's Gone By, Dave!
Tropical hot dog night! Like two flamingos in a fruit fight! Every color of day, swirling around at night.
Well, there goes the Daverhood. Welcome, welcome, everyone, on this special Sunday afternoon, this early Sunday afternoon. It's wonderful to be here at kind of a different time than I've been on the station for low these many months. You're listening to Dave's Gone By, a show that's normally has been on WGBB Sunday nights at 11, but we're doing it at 5 tonight for a couple of reasons. One of the main ones is we've got a really special guest who's all the way from New Zealand, and since the time zones are all flip-flopped and the people are listening over there and stuff like that, we figured what a great time to do it. It's in the middle of the afternoon, maybe we'll get some more listeners too. So very happy to do our 295th episode called Wing Nuts. I'll explain what that means in just a moment, but first let me introduce my guest co-host, Mr. Jeffrey Goodman.
Good evening, Dave.
Good evening, Jeffrey. How are you doing? You're looking good. How was your week?
I'm feeling fine. My week was okay.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear the Wing interview, so let's go right into it.
Well, do you want to explain a little bit about the Wing?
Wing
Ms.
is
Wing?
This kind of cult entertainer.
Uh-huh.
She's a little Chinese.
She's a little Chinese cough?
Cough is back.
Yeah.
She's a little Chinese woman who now lives in New Zealand.
Has for many years. Uh-huh.
And has made quite a name for herself covering, like, really strange songs for her, because she's a very high soprano.
Yeah.
And she will sing anything from Don't Cry For Me, Argentina,
uh-huh,
to
The Carpenters, AC/DC. Oh, yeah. So Wing has really established this cult following for what she does. She's going to be in town tomorrow night,
making
Monday
her
night.
U.S. debut.
Is it her New York debut, not
New
her
York
U.S.
debut. Okay.
She's going to be first time in New York playing at Birdland tomorrow night at 9:30. Jeff and I are going to be
sweet
there. Hope to see you there. Hope to see all the Wing. Jeff wants to call them Wingdings. That's what we think the fans of Wing should be called. If you want to find out more about her, wingtunes.com is her website. So let me just really quickly, before we get to Wing, because we've got so much with her, and I hope, I pray we're going to get her to sing for us a little bit, which will be really, really fun. So let me just say that this is an hour of comedy, talk radio, interviews, music, and more. I'm Dave Lefkowitz. Jeff Goodman's with me. And this show would not be anywhere without our wonderful sponsors, who include Hewlett Minuteman Press, the copy kings of Broadway. Jeff suffers from whooping cough over on the other mic. Hewlett Minuteman Press, since the 1970s, family-owned and 10% off for Dave's Gone By listeners at this copy shop where they do printing and binding. They can put your names on cups, on mugs, on keychains, and plus they do all the holiday cards. Hewlett Minuteman Press on Broadway in Hewlett.
Performing Arts Insider.
Performing Arts Insider Theater Magazine, the Bible of Broadway, for more than 65 years. Everything you want to know about Broadway, off-Broadway, off-off, and beyond, performingartsinsider.com is the place to go to find
and
out.
If I want a little nosh, where should I go?
A little nosh for a whole big dinner, or even if you want to cater a party, go to the Woodrow Delicatessen, located in the Peninsula Shopping Center of Hewlett. Delicious, kosher, fresh, delicious food at the Woodrow.
W-O-O-D-R-O. Leave off the last W for whatever.
That's right. We're trying to think of a slogan as to what that missing W in Woodrow Deli would be. So email us and let us know.
Now, when they have the party, though, they'll also want to decorate it with those fancy schmancy balloons.
That's right. Fancy schmancy. You own and propriety.
Yes. For all your decorating needs, We do balloon designs and we do centerpiece designs. We do all the theme centerpieces. You can reach us at 516-797-3229.
516-797-3229. Okay,
let me repeat that. It's 516-797-3229.
There you go. On Dave's Gone By Tonight. If you want to find out more about this program, by the way, davesgoneby.org. There's going to be some shifting going on, some changes, so you've got to go to the website to just keep in touch, and also email me, davesgoneby@aol.com. davesgoneby@aol.com. Well, we've done
our... Can we wing it now?
We can wing it. We're going to play a couple of commercials, and then, ladies and gentlemen, do not go away. Hang on to whatever you're normally hanging on to. We're going to be taking wing. Meow! I'm not an ordinary cat. I'm a copycat. I love to make copies. So my favorite place is Hewlett Minuteman Press. For 3 decades, they've been on Broadway in Hewlett, printing booklets, making business cards, designing wedding invitations, and making millions of copies. Meow! How good is Minuteman? Hey, I used to have one life. Now I've got 9. Hewlett Minuteman on Broadway opposite Lohman's. Tell him Toner the Copycat sent you for 10% off. Here's a place you should know when your hunger does grow. Come visit the Woodrow. Have a little tongue, have a bowl of soup, have some lemon chicken and chopped liver by the scoop, brisket and pastrami, Simmons and salami, catering and everything is kosher and it's yummy, turkey and knishes, deli so delicious. Everybody go to the Woodrow. Everybody go to the Woodrow. Woodrow, kosher delicatessen, 5 decades serving fresh, delicious cold cuts and entrees. Open 7 days at the Peninsula Shopping Center in Hewlett. 516-791-4033. 791-4033. For lunch, dinner, catering, and private parties. The Woodrow, there's the place you should go. Welcome back to Dave's Gone By on this very, very special Sunday night. Now, one of the things that we've made on some level a specialty of on this program is not only music, but music that is... perhaps something of an outsider kind of music. We've had folks like Art Paul Schlosser on, and we played people like Wesley Willis and Wildman Fisher, and people that I really love, even though you wouldn't put them in a conventional kind of musical sense. Well, there is a cult singer who came initially out of China, but has really lived in New Zealand for quite a period of time. Her name is Wing, and she is a singer in the pop idiom, and she's been building a cult audience that is almost fanatical in its love of her music. And we're going to hopefully hear a bit of it on this show as well. And I'm so excited. She's going to be in town tomorrow. She's going to be performing at Birdland Monday night at 9:30 tomorrow night. So you're going to want to get your tickets because of the way she sings and the way she's going to be with us on the radio right now. Wing, first of all, welcome Wing to the Daverhood. Wing, are you there?
Yeah, hello.
Hello. How?
Well, you also must mention that Wing does not speak a great deal of English. So
yeah.
We have to keep everything. Welcome means hello.
She knows that.
Oh, okay.
Ni hao, ni hao ma.
Is it ni hao? Ni hao? Or ni hai?
No, ni hai is a grape soda.
Oh,
ni hao
okay.
Is a... So... Even though, so if your English is not so good then, do you, when you learn a song, do you do it like ABBA used to, where you're almost learning it phonetically, or do you study the words and their meanings as well?
I study the meanings and as well as, learn how to pronounce it first.
When did you feel like you were going to be a singer, rather than everybody who just sings in the shower or in the kitchen or going... When did you feel like, wait a minute, I want to do this?
I like singing. Why? I'm a very small child, but I haven't got a chance to learn, and I only start learning and singing at the same time while after I immigrated
New
Zealand. Up to now, I got 15 CDs recorded.
Oh, okay. And what songs are popular?
The most popular song is the Abbas, Dancing Queen, and next coming, the AC/DC.
Really?
Yeah, she does Highway to Hell. This is quite a marvelous
really?
Concept. Yes.
She does ABBA and ACDC.
And the Carpenters and Elvis and the Beatles. These are
wow.
Yeah, it's pretty...
Very eclectic.
Well, now tell me something. Did you do, let be honest, did you do the AC/DC because you heard their albums and you really wanted to do it? Or did someone suggest it to you, like a manager thought
no.
it would be cute?
No, it is, a radio in Texas, Dallas, Texas, called Rustin Martin Soul. And they emailed me and tell me that can you do this song for our radio because our clients listeners like this song very much. And then I told her yes, okay, you send me the music. And then they send me the music, and honestly I just don't know, but I quickly go to the teachers and musicians that they all work it out for me, and I learn, and I quickly record it back to the producer, and the producer said, okay, it's excellent, fantastic, and then it was broadcasting through the radio, and the response is so good that so many emails rushing to my site, and it's really just as great as the after the South Park.
Oh my goodness! Well, you just sound so adorable and so lovely. I cannot wait to hear you sing Highway to Hell.
Well, let's not forget the other thing, though, that she mentioned South Park. Wing is such a cult figure that South Park included her in an episode and kind of almost
oh, really?
Built the episode around her. Oh, yeah. I think that's so marvelous. So, does it perhaps bother you in a sense that maybe not all the people who listen to you or like your music or go see your concerts... Are there, do you think some might be there to poke fun a little bit? Does that mean anything to you at all?
Why would they poke fun at her?
I just can't get what you mean.
Oh, okay. Well, in other words, some people are there because they really love your music, and some might feel that it's a little unusual for a woman of your background and of your age to be doing pop songs like that, and they're kind of going... For more of a, the Bill Hung sort of mode. But does that strike you at all, or do you just go out there and sing and whatever the adulation is, you're happy for it?
No, all the songs that I suggest that I recorded and I learned is because mostly are recommended by musicians, singing teachers, and record companies and radios, and none of that come from myself because I really, honestly, and I know nothing about foreign music other than some of my Chinese. So that, but they all introduce. Why don't you try this? Try this, and I like to take the challenge to learn all style of songs.
I love that. I think that's so wonderful. And now, what other what's your favorite style of music?
Honestly, I like light classic. But I when I listen to it, I like Highway to Hell as well. And I can handle the all style of music in a reasonable good way.
Oh, now, did you, before you started singing, did you have a day job, or has singing always been, in at least in New Zealand?
Since I'm not too fit, how old are you, Wing?
That is my personal.
Oh, but are you in your 40s or 30s?
I can tell you that my first profession is a nurse. A registered state nurse, and then I took up the postgraduate and as a midwife, and another postgraduate course as a health visitor. I studied public health and I become a health visitor.
Oh, I'm thinking you're in your 20s here.
Huh?
I thought you were in like your 20s.
No. But
no.
So, but when did you? Are you still a public health person, or did you give that up?
I give that up, and after I immigrate to New Zealand.
Well, what do you think? Here is big pop star Wing giving you your flu shot. You know?
Why not? Okay, listen to me. No, I mean listen to me on compact disc, where bunches of past episodes of Dave's Gone By are yours to hear over and over again. Comedy sketches like Mel's a Poppin' and Handyman Yoni, visits with guests like Reckless Eric and Julie Haggerty, punchlines and politics in the News Gone By, all just $11 a disc, shipping included. Visit davesgoneby.org or call 516-295-1511 for me on CD.
Hi, this is Wing. You are listening to Dave Gone By on WGBB, Freeport.
Now, is there pop music that you really like but you feel you wouldn't sing? It's like I haven't heard you do a Rolling Stones song or a U2 song. Is there stuff that you listen to that you like but you don't think would be right for you to cover?
A lot of fans like me to cover some, you know, Michael Jackson's song. And I listened some of it, and I really like it very much, but I know that it's very, very, very hard to learn.
Mm. Have you ever thought of Thomas Dolby?
Thomas Dolby?
Oh, yeah.
She blinded me with science?
Yeah.
Okay.
And all sorts of stuff. He has his very good collection of songs.
And I'm trying to think if that would be right for Wing, but it wouldn't be any more wrong. When did you leave China?
Oh, long ago. Nearly 20 years.
Was it difficult to leave?
No, I'm not. I come from China. I come from Hong Kong.
Yeah, so Hong Kong was a British territory at that
oh,
point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, I don't know my history or my geography at all.
I do.
Marriage, Babies, and the End of the World. It's a book. It's funny. I know because I wrote it. And you should buy it. At my website, davesgoneby.org. Are you reading me? Do you prefer... We're talking with Wing, by the way. Yay.
That's
I'm W-I-N-G. So
W-I-N-G.
That's it. Well, it's part of your actual real name. Your full name is what?
Wing Han. Wing Han Zhang.
Wing Han Zhang, yeah.
Zhang Wing Han.
So it's like I can never get that first name, last thing name down either. But people call you Wing, of course. And do you prefer singing live, in concert, or in the studio?
Of course, singing in the studio is more comfortable and it seems more safe. But singing in a stage is more challenging and more encouraging.
Have anything?
Well, yeah.
I'm assuming your fans seem to be a little fanatical. Has any weird things happened while performing on stage? Has anyone, like, run up on stage and joined you in song, or...
No.
Have they given you weird gifts?
No. My, honestly, our Chinese culture doesn't like any member to go into the singing industry.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
I'm very rebellious.
So is most of your fan base Chinese or Asian?
Yeah, my family, you know, is quite traditional Chinese.
Oh, your family? No, but
your
fan.
The people who love your music, the people who come to your concerts and buy your CDs. It's a mostly Western audience, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but have they done anything funny? I guess so.
they like me very much. Thank you.
But do they give you things or...
No, they usually buy the CD and then get me signed.
Oh, so you come out after the concert and you'll sign the CD, like when you're at Birdland tomorrow, after the concert, will you be there to sign CDs for people?
Yes, after the concert, yeah. I think the producer will arrange the CD to sell and then I will get it signed for
Oh, that's cool. Now, are you married? Do you have kids?
Yes, I married, but I got divorced.
Oh.
Honest tell you, because I so that I can fully concentrate in my singing.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't very supportive of your singing career, I assume.
Because our Chinese family doesn't like anybody to do singing. So I think I better, you know, do.
Oh.
If I want to do it, then I better full time to do it.
Mm-hmm. But do you have any children?
That's my
oh, okay.
can all this are my personal.
Sure.
You know?
Okay. No problem.
Wing, very private.
Well, are you dating? Are you looking to meet another person?
Who cares that?
What the heck?
No. I only interested in singing. In singing more and more beautiful songs. Right after the concert in Berlin, I will heard you back,
uh-huh.
And there is a recording company, a music company working together in UK, want me to record a song, and which is very, very hit, popular right now in UK,
mm-hmm.
And that is, but it is not solid yet, because suddenly when everything prepared for me to come back to learn, and then suddenly they received the email that the publisher is not allowed to do that song.
Right.
And now, but now the people, the recording company is going to talk to the publisher to let it go. And that is a very, very popular song, and I like it very much, and I think that I will fight to it to sing for it. That is the Amy Winehouse. Most popular one.
What is it? Amy Winehouse.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
Yeah, you know.
Really?
And, when I look at it, that this is a very good song, and then that is the truth of all the teenagers that they suffer. They need help, you know, that get more people to sing about it so that everybody knows that how the teenagers, you know, you know, get that from the right track from the drug addict. That should be very encouraging to do that.
Oh yeah,
wow.
No,
yes.
That's the Grammy Award winner, Rehab.
Yeah, it's a good song too. It's oh boy, I can't wait to hear you try that one. Can you maybe sing just a little bit, like a couple of lines from that for us? Would you
no, I haven't come to. They just
she
give me the
okay.
I just buy the CD and try to listen and learn.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No, I have to learn it after
like
my back. And now I'm fully concentrate on the 17 songs for the Birdland for yours.
So what songs? give us a list of the songs you're gonna sing.
Yeah, all the songs are not chosen by me. You must understand it is all chosen by your producer, Andy.
Okay.
And he is doing a really, really good job that they are most of the difficult songs that he's chosen for me to sing.
Which ones are
and
they?
And he's chosen for me, Phantom of Opera, you know.
Well, Phantom of the Opera, excellent,
wow.
Of course.
Wow.
Can you
sing of me? And then Dancing Queen, Don't Cry For Me, Argentina, Highway to Hell, and Lucy, Memory, How Deep Is The Love, Lonely Go Her, Candle In The Wind, and When You Believe, Heroes, and In The Ghetto. And I must mention that there is two special gifts I want to bring to as a gift when I visit and sing in the Birdland, that three songs. The first one, When You Believe, is you know, specially dedicated to President George Bush and Sarah Palin and
Sarah
and,
Palin, really? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because they are very famous for their religious, you know. And then Candle in the Wind is especially dedicated for the two princes in England for the memory of their mother, Diana, Princess of Wales. And then another one, the third one is In the Ghetto, is dedicated for Obama, because it's something about Chicago, and he's living in Chicago.
Wow, so you're dedicating In the Ghetto to Barack Obama. That's going to go down real well. That's marvelous.
All the Broadway fair. Have you ever thought about coming and doing a Broadway show? Would you ever do a Broadway show?
No.
No.
That 17 songs is really, you know, to kill me. So difficult.
So can you please, like one song that you're going to do tomorrow at Birdland? Can you do? Like just a piece of one of the songs you're gonna sing. Don't make
yeah,
me
how
beg.
About, yeah. Yeah. How about Dancing Queen?
Oh
sure.
Please! Oh please! Yes.
Yeah. Okay. You just a little.
We're listening to.
Mm-hmm. Looking out for a place to go. Ooh, where to play the right music. Getting in the street. You can look for a king. Anybody could be that guy. Life on the music high. With a bit of rock music, everything is fine. You're in the mood for a dance. And when you get that chance, you are the dancing queen. Young and sweet, only 17. Dancing queen, you're the beat.
We have a little bit of effects interrupting.
Yeah, I don't know where that's coming from.
Hello.
Hi, we're
Wait,
still
that
here.
Was terrific. That was absolutely terrific.
I'm sorry, I guess those little sound effects are like from the old disco era. Not sure why there's a fax going through on this line. Someone's, I think, trying to dial in, but, oh, Wing. Oh, thank you, Wing.
Wing, have you,
yeah,
you know.
Thank you. It might be too long holding
you.
No. No, it was fabulous. By the way, one thing I should have mentioned is that even though we haven't heard from him, there's a fellow named Andy Sandberg who is involved. How are you involved in Wing's concert and all that?
I'm producing the event in association with Birdland and Jim Caruso and the Jim Caruso Cast Party Broadway at Birdland series there every Monday night.
So I'm sorry they haven't gotten to you yet, but we've got so involved in Wing, and you were there to translate, but she hasn't really needed it, which is really neat.
Absolutely.
But thanks for getting the facts for us.
Actually, that was on our end, I'm sure. When did you first hear about Wing?
I heard about Wing, I think it was about 7 or 8 years ago, and I instantly became a fan, and I have been in contact with Wing, and I... I've been in email contact with her for many years and have always stayed in touch and told her I was a fan and have been working in the theater and special events and entertainment in New York. And once she started performing live, we started talking about the possibility of her performing in New York. And
is this her New York premiere?
This is Wing's New York debut here at Birdland.
Now we all know that Clay Aiken has Claymates. What are the Wing fans called?
You know, we don't actually. I don't know if there is a term. Winged. Is there a name for your fans? Wing fanatics.
Wing dings.
Wing nuts.
Wing, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is there a name that the fans call themselves? That you're the people who like you. Do they have a cute name that they give themselves?
Like, no, they all call me Wing.
No, but what do they call themselves? They call themselves fans of Wing or Wing Dings or Wing Around the Rosies?
No,
I don't think it's been coined yet.
Well, we have to get something going there. I personally like the Wing Dings.
Wing Dings?
Yeah. Oh. So, what's...
I'm telling you, I had not heard of you before, Wing, but I loved it. I love Dancing Queen. I thought that was terrific.
So when
I cannot wait for Don't Cry for Me, Argentina.
Oh.
That, I mean, the minute she started talking, that went through my head, and I said, no, she's never going to sing Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Well, of course she's going to sing Andrew Lloyd Webber. She's perfect for Andrew. Phantom of the Opera is one of the first things that she's been doing.
I know, but...
Oh.
What a wonderful thing to hear her sing Don't Cry for Me. You know, I don't know why. It just came to me as soon as I heard her.
Well, not to impose upon you, Wing, but can you give us a little of that? Would you be able to?
Which one?
Don't Cry for Me, Argentina.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we're listening to Wing here in the neighborhood. She's going to be suing some Andrew Lloyd Webber now for us. And remember, catch her tomorrow night, Monday night, at Birdland in New York City.
Now, will she be doing any other U.S. dates?
As of now, this is all that is planned, but hopefully, you know, this will be the start of an exciting tradition, and, you know, this is a chance for Wings New York fans to get out there and see her, but people can keep updated on her website, wingtunes.com, and then the Birdland is birdlandjazz.com, where you can get tickets.
Excellent.
Here we go.
Low.
Low, what was that?
The music is coming all the way from New Zealand.
It won't be easy, you think it's strange, when I try to explain how I feel, that I still need your love after all that I have done. You won't believe me, all you will see is a girl you once knew, although she just a stop through the night at 6 and 7 with you. I had to let it happen, I had to change, couldn't stay all my life long as you. Looking out the window, seeing out the sun, so I chose freedom, running around, trying everything, but nothing impressed me at all, and I never expected it to. Don't cry for me, Argentina. The truth is I never left you. All through my wild days, my madness extends. I kept my promise. Don't keep your distance. And there's for fortune. And as for fear, I never invited them in, that I still need your help, that I still desire. They are illusions, they're not the solution they promised to be. The answer was here all the time. I love you and hope you love me. Don't cry for me, Argentina.
Oh, the truth
that
is...
That was excellent.
Oh.
The truth is we
never
always
leave us
love
wing.
You, Wing.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. Oh. Oh. People, you're crazy if you don't go out to see Wing. Tomorrow night at Birdland.
And how much are tickets?
Tickets are $25, and there's also a $40 VIP ticket for a few select tables. But it's $25 plus a $10 food and drink minimum. And the tickets can be purchased either online at www.birdlandjazz.com or by telephone by calling 212-581-3080.
Now, let me just say something. I mean, there was a play, or actually it was on Broadway a couple of years ago, about a singer named Florence Foster Jenkins. And it went into how that she had this big cult following, and she finally had this big concert at Carnegie Hall. And it became the cause célèbre of the day. People talked about it for years. They went to see her. They loved her so much. And they had such a wonderful time. And the people who didn't go, and when they could have, well, actually, it was so packed that they probably couldn't have gotten in. But people who didn't go regretted it like crazy, because they knew they were missing something spectacular that they wouldn't forget ever. Ladies and gentlemen, Wing is going to be at Birdland tomorrow night. Do not miss this opportunity. It's her first concert in New York.
And very reasonably priced.
Yeah.
And what time does it start? We didn't mention that.
9:30 p.m.
Yeah, it's kind of
tickets are selling quickly because it's a one-time special engagement, so we'd encourage you to...
And there's no chance of extension, right?
Well, Wing's only in town for a limited time, so as of now, we're not planning on any extension, so this might be the only chance in a while, I should say.
Wow.
Well, because she does have to fly all the way from New Zealand.
That's true. But it's a special event and a chance for her U.S. fans to see her debut.
It's wonderful. My first experience with Wing, and I loved it. I mean, you might even see me there. Maybe David and I will go.
Hope you can join us.
Oh, I'm dying to go. I'm totally going to be there tomorrow night. I can't wait. And Wing, I have to say, I want to first of all thank you so much for joining us. I mean, it's so nice of you to take the time out on this Sunday night.
And to call in all the way from New Zealand.
Yes, yes.
It's my honor. It's my
You are just
pleasure.
And so sweet.
See, I was
so
just going to say, she's a sweetheart.
Broadway theater has never been grander or more expensive. So, like any big purchase, you gotta do homework. You wanna pick the best show or the most family appropriate, the best reviewed or with the biggest stars or most interesting design. Everyone has different criteria. Performing Arts Insider answers them all. For decades, the Bible of Broadway that professionals check for every show on every New York stage. Visit PerformingArtsInsider.com and see DavesGoneBy.org for a 30% subscriber discount. Now go, do your homework.
Hi, this is Wing. You are listening to Dave Gone By on WGBB Freeport.
Can I ask you one more question before we let you go to fly off into the arms of our music, as it were? Are there any singers that you particularly try to learn from or emulate? Wing?
Thinking.
I can't get what we get, Andy.
In other words,
is there any singers that you want
to be
like?
Is there anyone that you wish you could, that you want to copy more?
I wish that the concert is going on well and everybody like my singing and the songs are dedicated to those icons and important political people and they all like my singing.
Wing, if you get a chance on the way to the United States, pick up a Janis Joplin album. I'd love to know what you think of that.
Oh my goodness!
But she's a classic.
Mercedes-Benz. Do I need to hear Wing at some point in the future do the song Mercedes-Benz? Have you ever heard that? I wonder. Rather popular number.
Janis Joplin is a 60s singer, but
you email me.
Okay.
Email me to me that I understand more.
Oh, certainly, we'd love to. But I'm so looking forward to.
What is your website when people want to find out about you, or they can write to you on your website?
Wingmusic.co.nz.
Wingmusic.co.
There's also a U.S. version, Wingtunes.com. WingTunes.com, and you can go there to learn about all of her events and purchase her CDs. Wing has a large selection of CDs available from over the years, and you can have hundreds of Wing songs if you would like.
Wow. Wing over America, ladies and gentlemen. The wonderful, the delightful, and the supremely exciting Wing.
Wing, you are just lovely. You're just a delight to talk to.
Thank you.
So, thank you again, Wing, for being in the neighborhood. A great pleasure. And thank you also, Andy Sandberg, for producing that and for making this conversation happen. I'm just really... Can we get one more song out of you, Wing? Or we would love to hear one more, but it's okay if you're done.
I don't think Wing's ever done.
Aw. Anything you would want to say for us?
I'm trying to...
Highway to Hell, Highway to Hell.
Yes, Highway to Hell, yes, Highway to Hell, yes.
Thanks for having us, Dave.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
And Jeff.
Oh, yeah, I'm just an afterthought anyway.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going out with a bit more Wing music now. She's going to do one of her signature tunes.
A Wing
tunes.
And a Prayer.
Yes.
Highway to Hell.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
As soon as we get the correct background.
Yeah, of course, of course. Catch her at Birdland, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow night, October 20th. 212-581-3080 for tickets to see Wing at Birdland tomorrow.
I heard a little. Fantastic Wing. That was excellent.
Sensational.
Are we going on?
I'm not sure.
Are we going to keep going down the highway to hell with
Wing? Highway to hell. I'm on the highway to hell. On the highway to hell. On the highway to
Wing. Oh, excellent. Dave is at a loss for words, which I have never seen him at a loss for.
I'm soaked in so many ways you can't imagine. Oh, thank you, Wing.
And God
thank
bless
you.
The people in the radio in Texas for sending you the song.
Yes. Yes, that was extraordinary. Thank you. Thank you, Wing. And thank you so much for being in the neighborhood.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
And you have made two more big fans.
Eat, eat, use, buy. Look at me. I'm the American consumer, and I want to spend my money on stores, restaurants, showrooms, travel agencies, mail order catalogs. Sell me stuff. How do you reach me? Well, I listen to Dave's Gone By. So, if you advertise there, you'll certainly have my attention. Dave'sGoneBy.org has all the details, or email Dave'sGoneBy@AOL.com for the rate card. I'm listening. Sell me what you got.
Dave's gone by. Dave's gone by.
There goes the neighborhood.
Dave's gone by.
There goes the
neighborhood.
Yes. It goes so quickly, the neighborhood does, but so will when we have an amazing personality and talent like Wing here on Dave's Gone By. Jeff, what do you think of Wing? Is it just...
She's certainly unique.
And we actually have a caller, someone that I kind of know and love. It's my wife, Joyce. She's phoned in just to give her thoughts. Hun, are you there? Hun, and we can't... as usual, all we get is static and some weird stuff on this station. Hon, can you chime in on Wing? Oh, dear. Oh,
have
well.
We lost her?
I guess we have, or it's just we get our
you
usual...
You have to stop losing your wife.
Static electricity and interference. Maybe if, Hon, if you're listening, if you could call in again and go on maybe a different line, because that line is just giving us static, as it very often does. Well, anyway, no static from the wonderful and delightful Wing, and also thanks much to Adam Sandberg for getting her on the show. And see them tomorrow night at 9:30 at Birdland. Jeff will be there. We will be there with bells and other things on.
Whistles and flashlights.
Anything else? You lighter. Have a lighter? I'm afraid of lighters. I'm kind of afraid of fire.
I'll protect you.
Will you? Okay. So you'll hold up some tinfoil.
Okay.
And I'll hold up the lighter, and then we can just wave back and forth while she's singing The Carpenters or while she's doing, well, whatever Wing normally does. Oh, I think hopefully this will be, let's see if we can get this. WGDB.
Hey.
Joyce, are you there?
It's me.
Okay, we're getting terrible interference on the phone, but I can kind of hear you. How are you, my love?
Good. Hold on, I gotta shut down the radio.
Oh, there. Well.
Okay.
So, babe, has it been a good week for you?
No, but I just wanted to call and say that every dog and every puppy in the neighborhood is now barking because I was streaming the Singing of the Lovely Woman and. Apparently, it's at a frequency that pets do not either like or dislike. I don't know.
Well, we have two aquatic frogs in a tank, and they were barking. So that should give you some idea of just what Wing does to various humans and animals. So I just wanted to get you on line, first of all, to tell you how much I love you and to thank you for supporting me and thank you for being
here. I love
there.
You too, Joyce.
Joyce was...
I love you too, Jeff.
Joyce was here for the very, very, very first episode of Dave's Gone By, way back when the show started.
1907.
When was it? 1907?
1907, yes.
I think you're off by a year or two, because the automobile had not yet... It was like a year or two earlier. It was in Freeport, and I just remember we had an engineer who was out of his mind. Actually, a program director who was out of her mind, too, but not quite in the same way. And it was... completely nuts, and I didn't know what... I thought I knew what I was doing. I had no idea what I was doing, and I was trying to do it all very, very quickly. I remember that much, and thinking it was a blast, and thinking, man, I like doing this, and I want to do this for a long, long time. And I have. It's been 6 years since then that Dave's Gone By has been on the air.
And almost 300 episodes.
That's right. This is the 295th episode of Dave's Gone By, and Joyce has been... with me for a couple of them in studio. She's also been on the phone with us. You were there for our New Year's celebration. So I want to thank you very, very much for that. And, hon?
Yeah?
I put you to sleep, which I tend
what,
to do.
What? Is it New Year's yet? Is it New Year's?
Almost, hon. I wish it were, just to get this year over with. But I want to thank you and to tell everybody that we're in kind of a transitional phase here. Normally we've been on at 11 o'clock on Sunday nights. That's going to change. We know that. We just don't know when or if or how we're going to be back here. Maybe not. Maybe yes. a lot of things are going to be shaking up between us and management and things like that. So we're going to ask for your...
Fight the power.
Fight the power that be.
Fight the power that be.
That's right. With your economic dollar, or more likely just your good thoughts, if you love Dave's Gone By, if you've grown accustomed to hearing us, if you like musicians like Wing, or more... Actually, there's probably a lot more of you out there who may not like the music.
But I think you should call them the Wing Chicks.
And we also have talented guests.
Yeah, well, when we have great guests. Well, not that Wing wasn't a great guest, but people like Tom Paxton and Jill Sobule and Neil Sedaka and the fellow who founded Viacom.
R. Paul Schlosser.
R. Paul Schlosser, too. All those wonderful folks. If you like that kind of thing, not only email me at davesgoneby@aol.com, D-A-V as in Victor, E-S, goneby@aol.com. Give me your emails. Give me your support. I can forward those on to management to show just what, you know, just what people think of the show and how important it is to them, or not important. Maybe it just gives them a chuckle. Maybe it gives them a nice hour of their day. Or also, during the week, give the radio station a call. Ask for the station manager. Ask for the station owner. If you want to contact me, I'll give you that information. And get in touch with them and let them know what you think of Dave's Gone By and that you want it back, maybe at 11, maybe at some other time of the day. But for now, it's a bit of a hiatus. I kind of need the time to do some stuff on Sundays. But I want to be back here, and I think we will. I kind of have a decent feeling about it. So, Jeff, what are your thoughts? So, would you like to continue doing this program?
Oh, of course. It's been a blast.
And, Jeff, you haven't been here from the beginning.
I've only been here for the past 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe a little less. I don't know.
Yeah, regularly. You were a guest on here once or twice in the early going. But you've been my guest
and then,
co-host.
Of course, I got addicted.
Well, yeah. That's what happens in the neighborhood. You stand on the corner, you get the itch, and then you start to scratch, and then you start to hunch over, and you get the shivers. And before you know it, you're a full-blown Dave addict. One thing I wanted to say before we get on out of here is that there's also turning points in life. And when I turned 30 years old, the week after my birthday, I went to the Grand Canyon because I figured it was one of those things I ought to do, something I ought to see. So went up to Arizona. I had a friend who was living in Tucson at the time and took a bus up to the Grand Canyon and was staying in a little hotel overnight in Flagstaff. And didn't know what to do. What do you do in Flagstaff, Arizona? But of all things, one night in a little cabaret club, Jonathan Richman was playing. I don't know if you've ever heard of Jonathan Richman, Jeff.
Nope.
He used to be with the Modern Lovers, which was kind of a proto-punk outfit. And he's been doing kooky, zany, solo... nice songs, soloing ever since, in a folk tradition. Did you ever see There's Something About Mary?
Nope.
Well, he's one of the singer in the tree in that film. So I saw him, and I thought, this is kind of a cool way to spend my week after 30, going off on my own, going off to Arizona, seeing the Grand Canyon. Well, yeah, the week over 30.
I know.
And catching Jonathan Richman in some small club. Well, a lot of things have been changing in my life, a lot of things being shaken up and moved around. So last week, all this stuff is going down, and things are and I'm in, kind of in the dumps, but also excited because certain doors are opening as well. And who happens to be playing in town? Jonathan Richman is playing at a club on West 62nd Street, it was. So I went down there on Monday, and I sat and I watched him, and he sings even prettier than ever, and he's still zany and kooky and funny. It wasn't a great show, but it was a perfectly nice little show. He was older. I'm older. He had gray in his beard. I had gray in my beard.
Now you're almost 60.
Not quite. I feel like I've aged a few days this week, but not quite at that level.
A few days? Yes, you have aged a few days this week.
Thank you. Thank you so much. But the point is, Jonathan Richman is still himself, and, he's himself, only a little better. And I feel like I'm
just
getting
like
there,
you.
Too.
Yeah. You're yourself only better.
Even better, day after day. And so are you, Jeff. So I want to thank the audience who's been with Dave's Gone By all this time. Maybe we'll see you in a week or two. Maybe it may take some time more than that. Maybe we'll see you on the net. We're not going, per se, anywhere. You just have to find out where we're going. Go to davesgoneby.org to get all the information. So thank you, Wing. Thank you, Adam Sandberg. Thank you so much, Jeff. I want to thank Adam Kern also for letting me have this hour. You're normally going to catch Obsess This from 5 to 6. That's his weekly show. So we're obsessing about Wing and about radio tonight here.
But Dave, don't worry, because you're not going away. It ain't over, because the fat lady ain't singing yet.
Well, Wing is thin, so she hasn't sung yet. Yeah.
No,
Joyce...
the neighborhood.
who is, I would trade every minute I've ever had on the radio just to keep Joyce with me when I'm old and gray. Well, I'm already old and gray, but older and grayer. And thanks, Jeff Goodman, for sticking by me as a friend and being my compadre on the radio. So, for archived episodes of the show, please go to davesgoneby.org. Check our schedule in the weeks ahead. It is time to leave, alas, alas, the neighborhood. For a little while this time.
A temporary hiatus, as they call it.
But we'll be back. Do not doubt that. Until I return, however, don't miss your days going by. This is Dave Lefkowitz.
And Jeff Goodman.
Wishing you good night, all good things, and
gone by.
Thank you.